Dance, que te tam skat na wow, kak yo, welcome back, everybody. Fun wood is siga so yan, egua.
Dallas sapsus natsiga sun.
Welcome back to the Nehio Peak Squate the Paigan, as we like to say around here, Nehio Ewin. We hope you guys had a wonderful week, you know. Already I say we're almost done at Eco Pew Pisim.
Eco Pisim.
But it's almost already, say we're almost done November. There's only one more week left. I hope you guys, I haven't even been out to a BT Samoan yet, but that's all going to change this weekend as I think we're going to hit up Alexis Igua St. Albert.
St. Albert, Alexis, Igua, then there's, I think there's one in Sherwood Park.
Yeah. So, is it Sherwood Park or is it Albert, Stony Plain?
Stony Plain.
So yeah, maybe we'll just try hit up as much as we can.
Gas manay was sky sickney in the gum week back in the 2000s. Yeah, we used to do triple headers, mana.
You did. But yeah, there's lots of round dances happening actually in Creek Country. I know this show is it airs all in Alberta, but we have a lot of listeners even out in the Saskatchewan area. And I have to say, all of the round dances that we hear about, we get it all from the official Round Dance Association on Facebook.
I like that, the official Round Dance page, because I know they message them. They say, you know, maybe we should have round dances that are separated and not always on the same. But
did you see that? Like the holiday round dance trails already out.
Yeah.
I seen that.
And I like it that they look for the opening dates and they try to
make everybody works together.
But get this, honey. No matter what, Honey Lake Forever has the 21st and 22nd. That's their
no matter what.
And then the 27th, 28th, no matter what, is Ministiquin's Cowboy Society.
I remember, actually, this year, I know there's a few on those dates, actually.
Yeah.
This one's around here, though, you guys. On Wednesday, there's CAMSAC Saskatchewan for all of you round dancers.
CAMSAC.
Say that again.
CAMSAC.
And on Friday, this Friday, November 24th, we got Moosomin First Nation Saskatchewan, Canoe Lake First Nation Saskatchewan, Big Island First Nation Saskatchewan's Cowboy, Kawakatoos, Geese Goose, Alexis, and Muscogees, all on Friday.
And Jisa Juice.
And then on Saturday, we got Pelican Lake, Onion Lake, Sturgeon Lake, Libre. How does that I say? Libre?
Librette. Yep.
Waterhen, George Gordon, Stony Plain, Grand Prairie, and St. Albert.
Did you say Enoch? No?
No, Moy.
Remember I was telling you
why? Moy Muskakesick.
Muskakesick Moy. I had my friend, White Boy, we called him out.
He just wants you to go to Enoch for no reason.
He said, what are you doing Saturday? Nothing. Then all he says is Enoch. And it's like, oh, okay.
What's an Enoch?
He didn't even reply back to me. Okay, cool.
Maybe he has a gig there or something. I don't know.
I don't know, man. But yeah, no, Librette, Saskatchewan.
Where's that by?
That's by Moose Jaw. That's right by Moose Jaw.
Right over there by Moose Jaw.
Right by goddamn Moose Jaw.
This isn't the hillbilly chatter hour, it's the Cree chatter hour.
We were watching, it's the Nehio Peekskwe Atimwin.
Oh.
Jaw, no, how do you say that again? Nehio Peekskwe.
Nehio Peekskwe.
Nehio Peekskwe Tapaygan.
The Cree speaking hour.
Ooh, Nehio Peekskwe. Tapaygan.
I'd say Nehio Peekskwe Tapaygan, but whatever.
Nehio Peekskwe Tapaygans.
Hope you guys have been doing good out there, though. I know round dance season's picking up here. I just came straight off of reading week, and I hear a lot of our Aisinawak, Ainawak, all of our Nitiwaganak out there in Indian country. It's like reading week landed on a week when everybody got sick. So you guys stay safe out there. You know, the flu is going around. The big C word's still going around. And it is cold and flu season. So you guys make sure to protect our elders and our loved ones and stay home if you're not feeling well, especially with all of these round dances and gatherings going on.
No kidding. You know, for all you Aisinawak and all you Nehiowak and all you
Aiinowak.
Aiinowak, Egwa, Mitsuinowak. All you guys stay safe out there and take care of yourself or you'll have the sapasus like me.
Egwa, we weren't going to say nothing about, Egwa, I'm going to ask you something. Namiu, don't you get the matsihun?
Moya namatsihun, I say me na. pitomana kapegisetaya kasapsos.
He's not feeling good, you know. Yeah. You know, ask somebody that. That could be a phrase you guys could use this week. Is you ask them, "Tense kitamati hun," that you're asking somebody, "How you feeling? How you doing?" You know, that's a good. That's even a good conversation starter. "Tense kitamati hun," and as you guys can see, our Mr. Waska had here, you know, moi kamio mati hun.
Moi ni matso no. Again, I kapegis sap so kapegis
all day. He ain't lying.
Ego manepi mini kwe manepi
ego maski kapoy. I've been making him drink lots of water today, lots of tea. I even made him some mitsama poy, some soup as well. Tone
papa guan mitsama poy.
Chicken soup.
Yep, and I'm thinking maybe we'll have some natto apu gan.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's really important too. Make sure you guys, for those of you who do have and have that, make sure you smudge. You know, smudge not only, you know, it's a good way for us to, you know, give thanks and stuff, but it also, in some cases, with some of our smudges, it purifies that air too. So every night, you know, when you smudge your little ones or your house or wherever you are, make sure that, you know, you get a chance and take time for that, because that's an important part of our day as well. It's when he's turning into Elder Mochi. That's old Creechy.
Old ways, Cass.
High Creechy. Or that sounds more like low Cree.
That's almost like Mutsuino Cree right there. Mutsuino.
That's Ukrainian Cree.
Mutsuino. It's a maxit to a Nihyo right there.
You ever hear that? You must hear that, though. I remember hearing when we hear fluent speakers sometimes when we started learning, they talk about a high Cree. It's like an older style of Cree. And I think more of our older fluent speakers understand that, but what they refer to high Cree is like that older style of Cree.
I think it's the way, well, they talk about dialects though, but from what I'm starting to understand when it comes to the high Cree, as they would say, I think it's how they pronounce it, the pronunciations of certain words.
It's an older style, I guess, you know, because I feel like language, Nehiwiwin, no matter what language we speak and we, you know, we try communicate, it doesn't even matter what language around the world, every language evolves.
It does.
There's always some kind of evolution happening in language, whether it's pronunciation or new words. And a lot of the times, especially with our younger people and people who, you know, the slang words, for instance, you could see a lot of that in the slang words.
I think, too, it goes back to the technology, because I know when we look at Cree, I think it's Cree Syllabics, they post videos.
Cree Syllabics Designs?
Yep, and they post this video from 1952 of this Nehiyo speaker in this area.
Again, you guys, check them out on TikTok.
Actually, we could show them if you want sometime.
Talk about the video a little bit more, though.
So, 1952 Cree speaking is a lot different than 2020s.
I thought I seen that video, but we'll actually share it on the Facebook group. If you guys have a chance, go join our Facebook group, the Cree Chatter Hour, where you see a big picture of me and Dallas on there. We need a closer picture, where people sight him and boom, we're right there.
Boosky, man. Boosky.
But that's one of my favorite pages, you guys, especially for people who aren't too fluent but really want to gain that confidence and understanding and studying. Cree Syllabics Designs, whoever runs that page, is they do it. They do all the Cree writing in there, and they'll translate everything. They'll translate everything to English, and sometimes they even have syllabics on there. Well, they are Cree Syllabics Designs, but that's a really, really good. I just actually shared a video the other day of my Auntie Joyce Wood, who has been a Cree teacher for the longest time. She was the Cree teacher in Ochimnahu School, even when I went to school on my res. And I know in the past with our group, Dallas, we'd always ask her for translations, for our songs and stuff like that. She was our go-to lady when with our first couple of albums, Cree Confed albums. But they did an interview with her on there, and it was about the word kukum. And grandmother, how you would refer.
I'm going to have to look at that. I know I would always take the time to go and visit your uncle and auntie. Mm-hmm. And I would always go visit them. I haven't visited them in a few years, so maybe it's time for me to go over.
To go pop, show up out of nowhere,
go show up, because I know a few more words that would kind of relate to him, because he's a horseman. And now I learned this terminology.
The one word, share the word again for people who haven't been in tune with the show recently.
So a horseman term that I've heard from... it came from the Whiskey Jazz, because they're horsemen.
It would probably mostly be men who use this term.
Yeah, men to men.
Yeah.
So they'd call themselves Nichestomos.
Nichestomos.
Yeah, like the my fellow.
It's like a stud or what?
Yes, my fellow stud, right? Yeah. So, and it's related to horsemen, so my horseman, right? So
yeah.
I think it'd be cool if I was to go see Uncle Keith and walk in and say, hey, tanse Nichestomos, kayasa spin. I mean, there's cool things that I could say to him. And then...
Again, there's sorry, honey, but like we were mentioning earlier, that's probably not something you would typically hear... skowak, or you know, a woman say that. That's kind of like a man to man. Just like there's certain things that women would only say or call others.
Yeah,
is skowak, right?
Yep. But then, I mean, going back to while you were talking, you were referring to having certain words to speak, like for like speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So like right there, I'm thinking about your uncle and your auntie. So for me, they would be my insis and my intsugos, right? So because he's considered my father-in-law, right?
Yep.
So and my mother-in-law. So I would go there, knock on the door, tanse, insis, tanse, intsugos, kayasa, spin. Then I'd say, tanse kia, nichestomos, kayas.
I think that's why it's real important, too. We always talk about the kinship terms, and that's a huge thing in to us Nehiowak, us our Cree people. Not just Cree people, I think most indigenous people, that plays a real big role in our identity. Like Dallas was saying, what he would call my uncle and my auntie on my dad's side would be insugosegwa...
Insis. Yeah.
And that would be different. Like, say if Dallas had an uncle and an auntie, I would call them something. Like, the whole kinship thing is such a complex.
Yep.
It's a complex tree that, you know, people just remembered, you know, Gayas. They knew what to say. And even nowadays, I think a lot of people need to look into that and practice that. We should dedicate a whole show to just kinship terms. Not today, though.
Not today. But, you know, just going back to kinship terms, my niece, Onisha, right, her boyfriend or husband works at the band office. And every time I see him, I call him Naksim, right?
Like son-in-law?
Yeah, he'd be my son-in-law, right? Because he's with my niece, my sister's daughter, right? So... I'm thinking he would be my son-in-law because...
I think it's different because my first cousins that were from my dad, say my dad's brothers.
Yeah.
His kids would be, or their kids, like all my uncles on my dad's side, they would be like my brothers and sisters. But all of my auntie's kids on my mom's side would be like my brothers and sisters. It's called parallel. Parallel is cousins
that, yeah.
It's different though because it's your sister who is a female.
Yeah.
Her daughter would be a little bit different.
Yeah, so her daughter would be my daughter though, because
something like that.
Yeah, so then but her boyfriend, he'd be my son-in-law. So yeah, Naksim, so that's right. Yeah, so it does work that way.
I know it has a lot to do with male and female roles in the, you know, Wakut, the wind tree and all of that.
Yep.
But that's something you guys definitely have to look into. Actually, I have a family tree somewhere stashed like that where it tells like a female speaker in their family terms and a male speaker in their family terms. It gets really complicated, though. But I'm real surprised. Like, I know how many times you call people auntie or this or that. And sometimes they say, oh, you're supposed to call me this. And that's how you know, right?
That's how I know.
And... it's really important though. Like it would take a whole probably day to teach you guys all the different kinship terms.
But they tell me pretty quick that they're my Nogum instead of my Nigawis because I call them that. But I tell them, you know why I call you Nigawis instead of Nogum? Because it's I want you to know that you're still young in my eyes.
I'm just trying to be a little sucky.
Yeah, boy.
But you guys, kinship is really important. You have to really understand that. If you really want to do a deep dive into Cree kinship terms, I'll try find that chart that I was given. And there's different things you call your family if you're a female speaker or a male speaker, no matter what you identify as. Maybe, you know, our two-spirit people who identify as female or male, that would be really something cool to look into too. But I'll try find it and I'll post it to our Facebook page. Don't go far. Stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.